Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. Just so there are no misunderstandings, there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself, sometimes with guests. But if you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I want to keep this podcast positive, but I feel like there's no escaping one particular topic, so I thought I'd try to get it out of the way early on. While the Sounds of Christmas plays thousands of songs, there are some songs we don't play. And as a station, there are some things we don't do. I really didn't want to do a podcast highlighting what we don't play and what we don't do, as it seems like I'm calling attention to something negative. Still, I get asked about these from time to time and thought I'd just put together a short list to cover them. And really, if any of these bother you, there are a lot of Christmas stations out there, and you can probably find one that does play or does do the handful of things that we don't. So, what don't we play? I don't play Christmas songs that aren't Christmas songs. It's a fine point, and I don't believe that I'm somehow the arbiter on what is or isn't a Christmas song. And this may even seem a bit arbitrary or even hypocritical, since I really do play some songs that aren't really Christmas songs. Like Jingle Bells. Originally called One Horse Open Sleigh, Jingle Bells was simply a sleigh riding song, a winter song. Similarly, Sleigh Ride, Let It Snow, and Winter Wonderland aren't technically Christmas songs either. But they've all become so ingrained in the season of Christmas that they often evoke other trappings of the holiday. And for the most part, winter songs are usually lumped in with Christmas songs, even though winter itself actually only started a few days before Christmas and continues long after. Still, I play all of those. However, I rarely play Baby, It's Cold Outside. This has been true since the Sounds of Christmas first started broadcasting in 2007. It just doesn't seem Christmassy to me. While I have played, rarely, Zooey Deschanel's version from the movie Elf, for the most part, I just steer clear of that song. This isn't out of political correctness or the controversy that launched the song into the headlines a couple years ago. This is just the way it has always been on the Sounds of Christmas. Upon occasion, an artist combines Baby, It's Cold Outside with another song, and I make a determination on that on a case-by-case basis. The Empty Pockets do a terrific version that's combined with Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, as an example. Otherwise, though, it just doesn't seem like a Christmas song to me. Hallelujah is another one. This has more recently started showing up on Christmas albums, and I'm not sure why it's not a Christmas song. There have been lots of discussions about the song, and it's been covered by lots of artists, and many of them have their own interpretations about what Leonard Cohen meant by the lyrics, and I'm not interested in debating anybody about it. I'll simply cite this one lyric in particular. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. Don't get me wrong, I love Hallelujah. I love Cohen's original version. I love Jeff Buckley's version. I love the version Rufus Wainwright did for Shrek. I love Pentatonix's version from a couple years ago. I just don't feel that it's a Christmas song. Exception. In 2012, the band Cloverton reworked Hallelujah, changing the lyrics to be about the birth of Christ. Other artists have covered that version, although the only one I can think of off the top of my head right now was by the Osmonds. But I do play those. I also try to steer clear of songs that people might find offensive. The Sounds of Christmas is a family station, and I want people to feel like they can turn it on and not worry about what children might hear. So that means I don't play songs that contain bad words or adult themes. No sexy Santa songs. The only exception to this that I can think of is a song from South Park that Cartman sang about getting a Swiss colony beef log for Christmas. That song does have one bad word in it, and I bleeped it. I try to steer clear of politics, so songs that incorporate political figures or movements don't get played. Similarly, if a political figure were to release a Christmas album, I would probably skip that too. I don't think that's actually happened yet. And I might consider it if there was a charity attached and the political figure wasn't too divisive. I don't play songs that have historically been channel changers for people. The two that leap to mind for this are Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer and the Singing Dogs version of Jingle Bells, though I do use a snippet of the latter in one of our welcomes. And this one is just a pet peeve of mine. As a rule, I don't play versions of The Little Drummer Boy that don't have any drums in them. I just find it kind of silly. I know there are beautiful versions out there, some that are even a cappella, but really, sing a beautiful version, a cappella or not, of something else, and I'll at least give it a chance. But I won't if it's this one particular song. I get hundreds of songs sent to me every year, and I search through hundreds more. I try to pick the best from all of that, but I like a lot of what I hear. I think I added about 500 songs to our library in 2020. Not every song sent in by every artist got added. I may actually have decided against adding another 500 songs. I don't keep track of that, so that's a guess. I just feel like there are lots of ways to listen to music today, and if one of those songs that I didn't add or just won't play is one of your favorites, there are probably plenty of other places you can still hear it. So that's more or less what The Sounds of Christmas doesn't play. Here's the short list of what we don't do. We don't review music. I like a wide variety of music, and that's reflected in what gets played on The Sounds of Christmas. I also connect with a lot of singers and bands to advertise their Christmas releases, which is the way The Sounds of Christmas makes money, or at least breaks even. Advertising, just like traditional radio stations do. I don't think it would be fair to post raving reviews of someone that is paying me to advertise their music. And it wouldn't be fair to review others and not review them. Besides, as I mentioned earlier, I added around 500 new songs this past season. I don't have the time or energy, really, to review them all. And picking and choosing which ones I review and which ones I don't doesn't seem fair either. I like to think that my adding the song and playing it on The Sounds of Christmas is my review. I liked it enough to play it because I thought you might like it too. For a lot of the same reasons, I don't do best of lists. I won't tell you what I think the best new Christmas albums are, or the best new Christmas singles are, for that matter. There are already plenty of those kinds of lists out there anyway. I do try to keep track of the new stuff on our website under the tab New for 2020, which will become New for 2021 later this year. I say that I try to keep track because as the season gets busy, I find it nearly impossible to keep up. This year, I only actually posted 60 albums. In 2019, I posted 72. Those aren't best of lists, though. They're simply my attempt to show you some of the new music we're playing. That's really it. The ones on top are typically the ones I heard about first or had cover art and links for first, and so on down the page. I mean, I had heard that Straight No Chaser had a Christmas album on the way at least a month or two in advance, but I didn't have a picture or a link for it until much later, so they don't show up on that page until the sixth row. In no way does that mean I think the five rows above them were better or that all the rows below them weren't as good. Lastly, I don't take requests. I tried to do this for years. The problem is that fans of a particular artist would barrage me with tweets and Facebook posts so that it would appear that more people wanted to hear so-and-so from American Idol or The Voice more than anyone else. Or an artist's street team would leap into action and suddenly I'd get 20 emails all saying exactly the same thing about one particular singer's song. Exception. That's not to say I ignore requests completely. It really depends. And while I don't actively invite requests, when I receive them, I do consider it. Is it a song that I should be playing? I play so many songs that the odds are pretty good that I'll be playing it anyway. And when that's the case, I do write back and let the person know a window of when that song is going to air. And if it's a song that I don't have in the library and haven't played, if I have the time, I will go check it out and see if it's something I should be playing. And if it is, I'll play it. I think that's pretty much it. The don'ts and won'ts of The Sounds of Christmas. This podcast is continuing to evolve, and we're popping up on more and more podcasting sites. We're also available through Amazon's Alexa, so you can ask for the Sounds of Christmas podcast on the Echo and Amazon's other devices. For the Sounds of Christmas station to listen to the music, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. In the meantime, thank you for listening. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to us on social media, facebook.com/SOC Music or at SOC Music on Twitter. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.